Today, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum opens in what's become a prime location for real estate, Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. The Central City Corridor, named for a local civil rights activist, is going through big changes. We'll explore them this week on WWNO. In addition to the SOFAB Museum, several more large-scale projects are underway, commercial and nonprofit. But the street, known as O.C. Haley, has seen a slower resurgence than some other nearby commercial districts. Nina Feldman explores why it's taken more than a decade to bring the boulevard back.
Carol Bebell started coming to Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard when she was a little girl.
About 11 or 12 years old, I started going to the dentist that's down the street, Dr. Wydell Williams. The Free Southern Theater was here. I came to theater on this street, right? And part of my growing up happened on Dryad Street.
In the 1940s, Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, then called Dryad Street, was the city's largest African-American commercial district. It was the birthplace for the civil rights movement in New Orleans. But in the 60s and 70s, a lot of businesses moved out of urban areas and into the nearby parishes. By the 90s, there were more vacant buildings on the boulevard than there were occupied ones, and the surrounding Central City neighborhood suffered high rates of poverty and crime. Bebell, now grown, was working as a social worker for the city. She saw potential on the boulevard.
There was a history that beckoned, particularly in a city that has so much that is derivative from African and African-American culture, in that there are so few places that have any kind of a dedication thematically to that. So here was the opportunity to be able to create a cultural corridor.
In 1998, Bebell and her business partner opened the Ashe Cultural Arts Center. Ashe became a hub. They hosted community meetings, supported local artists, and brought in funding from national foundations. And so, over the course of the next 10 years, more cultural organizations and nonprofits began popping up along what was called O.C. Haley. But the boulevard still didn't reach a tipping point, even as other areas did. Bebell watched as Oak Street landed dozens of restaurants and specialty stores. Ferret Street went from little more than a donut shop and a thrift store to a bustling strip of restaurants and nightlife. So why not on O.C. Haley? Jeff Hebert of the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority says it's about scale.
Much of the historic fabric that is still here represents those larger department stores that serve the entire city. You have many small businesses along Ferret and Oak, whereas on O.C. Haley you had, for example, a large multi-thousand square foot abandoned school building, or you had a large multi-thousand square foot abandoned what used to be originally the Dryad's Market across the street. And the ability to finance thousands and thousands of square feet causes there to be a gap in the financing.
That's where NORA comes in. The New Orleans Redevelopment Authority is the city agency that has become the pass-through for a lot of public redevelopment money. They help businesses that want to take over these commercial spaces but can't quite afford it.
You propose your development to us. You put your financing together, and we will review that and see if we can participate in those projects.
So, with NORA's financial help, a bunch of large-scale projects are underway along the boulevard.
They're open. Did we approve this? Well, they have to go through their environmental, so they won't be open.
There's Jack and Jake's Grocery in the old Myrtle Bank School and the New Orleans Jazz Market in the old Gators Department Store.
This is going to have soft opening starting in November, but a grand opening gala in March.
So far, NORA has invested over $7 million into the corridor, which, according to Hebert, has leveraged over $53 million in private investment. And it's true. The boulevard now hosts businesses that don't need public subsidies. One of these is the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Liz Williams is the director of the SOFAB Institute. She's watched O.C. Haley change for years.
There were some already very stable cultural institutions who were here, like Café Reconcile, Ashe Center, and Zeitgeist. And you could just see that slowly, over the years, things had been changing in the neighborhood. We saw that this neighborhood was about to experience a renaissance, and we really thought that we could be part of it.
When they moved from their old location on the Riverwalk, the SOFAB Museum wanted a historic building. Williams said O.C. Haley was one of the only places in the city that had affordable, historic options that didn't need to be completely retrofitted in order to move in. They were able to finance most of the construction with historic tax credits, and a year and a half later, the museum is taking the place of the old Dryad's Market at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and O.C. Haley. SOFAB isn't just a tourist attraction. The museum will host an incubator kitchen for aspiring cooks and chefs to grow their own business.
So I think that we'll be bringing people to the neighborhood, but we'll also be another resource for the neighborhood.
Carol Bebel of Ashe says that SoFab is not the only new business paying attention to the community. She thinks the way development is happening on O.C. Haley could be a model for the rest of the country.
Because they want to know how. What? You mean the businesses came and they hired the people from the community and, you know, they found ways to be able to have products that were for the community as well as products for more upper-end clientele? How did you guys do that?
Bebel says that in a lot of places, new businesses might be viewed as a threat. But in this case, the nonprofits were here first, and many of them own the buildings that they occupy. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.